North Iowa's best variety, 95.9 KCHA, bright and early on this Monday morning. With us this morning, part of our community conversations, we have Annette Dean with the Charles City Public Library. Good morning, Annette.
Morning.
How'd your weekend go?
Very good.
Awesome. Love to hear that. Kind of on the hot side, but hey, you know, that's what summer is, right? Finally summer, not quite, but you have summer hours in effect now. Go ahead and talk about those updates.
Yeah, so we've changed our hours a little bit. We are now open on Mondays and Tuesdays from 10 to 8, and Wednesdays and Thursdays from 10 to 6. Fridays are still the same at 10 to 5, and then Saturdays we are open from 10 to 3. So that's the big change where we're offering those Saturday morning hours that people requested. So hopefully you'll come and show up, and we won't have a whole bunch of people standing outside the door at one.
See, you ask and you receive. That's the beauty of it, right?
So, yes, that started this week, and so far it's been going good, but just wanted to remind everybody that that change did happen, and let us know how you like it.
All right, perfect. And then closed on Sunday, right?
Yes, we're closed on Sunday.
Okay, perfect. Well, you know, that's not going to stop all the events and activities going on at the Charles City Public Library. Talk about the upcoming Scrabble Club.
Oh, yes. So we have our reoccurring program. We call it Scrabble Club, but really it's just a board game group. There's usually a couple of Scrabble players, but there's also people that play Catan and a bunch of other ones. So that is on Tuesdays at 10 a.m., and that happens inside the library. Since summer has started, kids have been joining in on the games, too. So it's really a opportunity for families if they so choose.
Definitely. And it gets them out of the house, gets them away from the, you know, the PlayStation or the all those other online gamings, if you will.
Yep. Drag your kiddo away from the Switch and teach them how to trade sheep and wood to make buildings.
exactly. Be active. Yes. So that being said, let's go ahead and talk about the rest of the kids' activities coming up.
Yeah, so we've got a very full June. Miss Stacy talked about that in a couple of weeks ago. So the next couple of weeks, things we've got coming up, we've got the community read event where we are making trading cards with Meredith Ham. That is on Monday the 5th and Monday the 19th. You don't have to attend both. You can just pick and choose whichever one works, and that's from 10 to 11. And I believe you can register for that, but if things change and you're able to come, you can just drop in to we'll have enough help on hand to do that.
Okay.
We have our read and feeds. That's kind of takes the place of story time during the summer. So it's an outdoor story time by the river, and that's on Tuesdays from 12 to 1. And we've got our first two wonderful Wednesday programs. We've got ISU Bug Zoo at 1 p.m. on Wednesday the 7th. And we've got our Touch a Truck program on the 14th from 1 to 3. That's a come-and-go program. And we're going to have all kinds of equipment that you don't usually get to see. So we'll have, skid loaders, a snowplow, wastewater's bringing their TerraGrader. We'll have a police car. We'll have a tractor. I am blanking on what else we're having. Streets are bringing a lot of equipment. They're bringing about 5 different things. So if you have a kiddo that is interested in construction or farming or just vehicles in general, this is a great opportunity for them to learn a little bit about the vehicles and the jobs that they do and to just kind of get to experience it. That we will have snow cones that day, too.
Oh, nice.
And that will be in the library parking lot and the parking lot for Hot Shots. So it won't be inside the library because, you know, there's not a lot of parking in the library. But
yeah, especially for some of that bigger equipment.
Parking lots.
Oh, my son's going to be ecstatic to hear that. Anything with heavy machinery, you know, like tractors or anything like that, he is all over.
So oh, perfect.
Cannot wait to bring him out.
So, and we also have a big program that we had hoped to be a wonderful Wednesday, but scheduling didn't work out. And so we've got a shark touch tank on Friday the 9th at 1 p.m. And so you'll actually get to touch sharks. So please come to that because I am super excited about that one.
No kidding. What an experience for the kids. And that's just only in June.
I had no idea that this is something Miss Stacy came up with. I had no idea this was even a thing where you could touch sharks in the library and they'd bring everything. And
well, no kidding. That's like an event like you can only get at like a big time zoo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bringing it right here to Charles City. That's awesome.
Who knew they can bring sharks? on the road, or touch them for that matter. And then we have our first teen event on the 8th, teen fear factor challenges. That does require registration, but there's still plenty of time to register. That's from 2 to 3:30. And then of course, pick up your reading logs and sign up for the reading portion of Summer Library. We do a lot of fun events to promote learning and reading, but we want you to log those hours. We have some great prizes and that we'll be having at the end of the summer. So the only way to get those prizes is to pick up those reading logs and do the work.
That's right. That's right. So we are speaking with Annette Dean with the Charles City Public Library. Now, we spoke about the kids' activity. What about adults? I know you have plenty of things to do for the adults, too.
Yeah. Well, like I said, we've got a lot going on in June. we do the reading portion of Summer Library program for adults a little bit different. So every adult who is checking out materials during the month of June and July are automatically getting entered into a grand prize drawing. So that way you don't have to log minutes, you don't have to turn in sheets. We make it a really easy for adults. If you're checking out books, then you're getting entered into a prize drawing. And then we have some programs lined up as well. So we're going to do a presentation with McKenna Lloyd called Floyd County Pioneers on June 6th at 5 p.m. That will be at the library. McKenna is at the Floyd County Museum, and she will be tying it into our book club that is happening on June 27th at the Floyd County Museum, and that is also at 5 p.m. on June 27th, but you can pick up that book. The book is My Antonia by Carther. I'm blanking. Oh, Willa Carther. Sorry, I'm blanking on Willa's name, first name, but so that we have on the 27th, and then we have the Floyd County presentation on June 6th.
All right, perfect. And, of course, you do have all these library events in one convenient location. Talk about your website.
Oh, yes. So there is a lot going on, like I said. So please go to our website at www.charles-city.lib.ia.us. You can sign up for our newsletter, which has all of our upcoming events. That is by far the easiest way to know what's going on here. We also have our links to our calendar, and we have program information there, too. So that is the best place.
That's right. Well, thank you very much, Annette, for joining us, and we'll be talking to you here in 2 weeks.
Okay, thanks so much. Have a good week.
You too. That was Annette Dean, the director of the Charles City Public Library here on KCHA. Once again, for more information on those events, visit their website, charles-city.lib.ia.us, or call 641-257-6319. This is 95.9 KCHA.